Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. You can read, listen, ask questions. And if you want to watch, you can go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. And all the other things that we have, then both of those channels, our website, the YouTube channel, Facebook, Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Rob Jollis is all over our stuff. And especially our website, you can find his suite there, all the things that he's talked to us about and written that he allows us to republish on our website. Rob, we thank you for that. And they can find you and your books at jollis.com, right? J-O-L-L-E-S, right?
That's it, jollis.com. And they can read my weekly article, part blog, part article at jollis.com/blarticle.
It's either a genius hybrid or a schizophrenic notion. We're not sure which one, though, right, Rob?
I trademarked that term, and by the way, last week it came back registered. So if you use it, I'm going to come after you.
All right, good job, good for you. So what do you do when customers?
Well, yeah, let's do this. Now that we've talked about what happens when a customer says, "I want something that probably isn't what I really need, but it might cost you the job if you don't do it."
Right?
Could we go to actually that point? Because the issue, so that we can talk about it, was that this is a company that said, our sales are down, our people really aren't that consultative in nature. For some reason, they're not really creating a lot of trust or urgency. Can you talk to them about features and benefits for us? And, of course, my pushback was, I think you got to earn the right to get to the features and benefits. Mm-hmm. Without trust and urgency, you're just a machine spouting off data. I guess what I want to talk about is, how come people are so obsessed on features and benefits and believe that that's really the best approach to selling? I mean, that's the Achilles heel of just about any sales training issue.
When they tell me that, Rob, here's what I think. No one has connected with them. All they know is what they've read. All they know is what they've seen. And no one has connected with them to really talk to them about concepts. No one has made a connection, and that to me, if somebody talks to me about features and benefits, I feel like, wow, nobody's where they need to be in this account, and I have the ability to do that now. Because if they,
right.
Cause if they did, if the person, if there was somebody already there who could do what I know how to do and what you know how to do, they wouldn't be talking to me about features and benefits.
That's exactly right. But Jim, I can tell you how it broke. I can tell you what went wrong. What went wrong? And it's very easy. It's sort of like I'm a doctor here, and right now I'm hearing about there's pain in the shoulder. But I want to tell you why there's pain in the shoulder. You see, so many companies, they're unconsciously incompetent. They're not really intentionally doing this. They misunderstand, because most of us, when we get quote-unquote sales trained, close your eyes and think about it. It's product, 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 product. Tomorrow we're going to learn more about product in your sales training. Product, product, product. Okay, go out and sell. So when I meet with companies, a lot of times I ask them, how many of you have been through sales training? All the hands go up. How many have been through a dozen different sales training programs? All the hands go up. But we find out within a few hours that no one's actually ever been in a program that learned how to earn the right to talk about a product.
Mm-hmm.
They've got all this product, and somebody keeps telling them it's sales training. And that's where the unconscious incompetency is born, because they think that they're selling when they're just continually pounding on features and benefits and data, and it doesn't work.
How do you even get past the front steps in the 21st century with features and benefits, Rob? I don't understand that. I mean, in my day, back when I was a kid, customers expected salespeople to call on them. They needed us to call on them. Now people don't want to see you coming. How do you walk in the door and talk about features and benefits? That, to me, that's the quickest way to get thrown out, isn't it?
You would think so, but I don't want to go after any clients, but I'm going to tell you, I'm dealing with a client that's in the medical industry. Their average time with the actual doctor is 30 seconds walking backwards while the doctor's moving from examine
right.
room A to examine
right.
room C.
Mm-hmm.
And their issue, here's the misunderstanding. They think, Rob, help us. We got to sell something in 30 seconds. And so you can hear that the mind starting to turn and go, which feature and benefit will I hit the doctor with? I only have 30 seconds. And what we try and adjust them to do is say, use that 30 seconds to throw out the greatest opening tactic that you can to sell the doctor on 15 minutes at another time.
Right.
When you can get in there and have a conversation. But we're not selling walking backwards. And that is a metaphor, again, for people who are listening who think, I only have 4 minutes on the phone. I'm an internal wholesaler.
Mm-hmm.
No, you have 4 minutes to advance the relationship.
That's right.
And set up a time where you can properly communicate. That's your time.
Well, this is classic. It's just like if you actually get in front of the client, in front of the prospect, and everybody knows your first 60 seconds has to be designed to buy you 3 more minutes. And those 3 minutes are designed to help you, buy 10 more minutes. And if you have to show them the product of the month in that first minute or 3 minutes, then you're not going to get those other 10 minutes.
That's exactly right. You know who does this really well? I'll compliment a company, Enterprise. If you ever work with Enterprise, and
mm-hmm.
I do, I will tell you they'll come in those 30 seconds. They'll basically say, "Listen, you'll either find value in our conversation or you won't. If you don't find any value, just let me know. We'll be on our way.
I'll be out of here.
We'll pick another time,
yep.
and we'll go a little bit deeper." But it's really a smart approach.
JOLLES.com is the website, jolles.com. Hey, Rob, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Okay, great talking to you. Good luck, everybody.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Rob Jolles, he'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.